In these last few hours of Advent, the last few hours of this season of preparation, the Church places before us this reading from the first reading from the second book of Samuel and this reading from the Gospel of Luke. This reading from the first book of Samuel is about the Davidic promise. It's about the covenant that God gives to his people. The gospel are the words of Zechariah after he has seen the work of the Lord in his life, after the angel declared that his wife, who was elderly, would conceive and bear a son, and she did so. His mouth was opened, and these are the first words that he speaks. They focus on the covenant, the fulfillment of the covenant. And so the first reading, in the readings of the Old Testament, we have this covenant that is going to be fulfilled in the far-off future. Whereas in the gospel, it's something that's very much imminent. It's right before us. An analogy that perhaps limps a little bit. When I went to college in Minnesota and I would drive back on that long straight stretch of 94 back to Bismarck, I would play this little game where I would pick a point off on the horizon, a building, a silo or something, and see how long it would take me to reach that point, 20 or 30 miles. It was some goal or that was off in the distance that I could barely make out what it was. It was a way of passing that time, that apprehension or that desire to go home again. And then once you reach that final bend in 94 and you see Bismarck, next four exits, I knew that I only had two more exits to go before getting off and going back to mom and dad's house. And so it was imminent. It wasn't here yet, but it was imminent. I knew that I would be there in just a few minutes. And my brothers and sisters, I offer that as something of an analogy for what's going on in the gospel, what's going on right now today in these last few hours of Advent, that it's imminent, it's here. We can almost taste it, the coming of our Lord and Savior once again at Christmas. We're not there yet, but it's coming, it's oh so very near. And so for us, it's good, maybe after Mass or after you take communion today, to pray to God to prepare you, to prepare your heart in these last few hours, to make you ready to receive once again the joy and the peace of Christ. Because what his coming means is the coming of the kingdom of God, which Jesus Christ began in his earthly ministry. And each one of us can extend his kingdom. We can extend it through time and space in our lives. Jesus Christ wants to rule in your heart and in your mind and in your soul. Jesus Christ wants to work through you to show the mercy and love of God to the people in your life. If you invite Christ in this Christmas, you cooperate with him to extend the kingdom of God on earth, and you fulfill your call to be a disciple of Christ, a servant of Christ. It's a very beautiful and high call that each one of us is given, and it's only with the grace of God that we can hope to accomplish it. So once again, my brothers and sisters, pray to God that he would prepare you to receive him, to receive the Prince of Peace into your heart, that you would be able to cooperate with him in establishing the kingdom of God that will come to full perfection in heaven. Amen.